you go. Local sounds coming out of your radio. It's your local station, 88 FM. Martin Garrix with Luiso there, giving you some real love. And right now, I'm going to give you some real lux on a Thursday. What's the story? Well, I told you we'd be getting into a really cool, juicy, property-flavored interview right now, giving you the inside scoop on a really sexy investment opportunity. And of course, when it comes to the cream of the crop on the local property scene, we don't mess around. We go straight to the experts. And the experts, in this case, being Dwell Properties. And Devin DeLange, Director of Dwell Properties, joins us on the microphone for a catch-up. Dev, how are you doing, my friend?
Morning, Mark. Good to see you again.
Good to have you in the house.
Thanks,
man.
Thanks for having us, man.
And alongside you, you've brought the big guns. Indeed. We've got Clifton Smithers, Director of Union 3 Projects, and the co-developer of this really exciting endeavor, Lux Zimbali. Cliff, welcome to you, my friend. How are you doing today?
Thanks, my brother. Nice to be here.
It's great to have both of you guys in for a little bit of a chat and to sort of set the scene, because the adverts have been on radio. Folks might have heard the name mentioned, but for those that have yet to do the exercise of doing a bit of research or actually getting out to site, paint the picture for us, Dev. Lux Zimbali, tell us a bit about this exclusive development.
Thanks, Mark. So I'm going to take you back a bit, just to give you a bit of context to Lux. So I've been on the North Coast, Palito, based for the last 30 years, and growing up, we all know Zimbali. Everyone's heard about it. It was almost like this enigma that had its own area code, you know. We had big gates, and one of the first, it was 4G for many years as one of the first leading gates of the states in the country.
Yeah.
So like I said, we all knew about it. And then only in the last 5 years, with the setup of Dwell and our focus being the leading gates of the states and obviously the white glove solution for exceptional developments, Zimbali became my lane. So for the last few years, just spending time in Zimbali has absolutely blown my mind.
Really?
It feels like you're in a resort in another world. It's spectacular. From Valley of the Pools, that facility is off the charts. You basically got your own clubhouse on the beach, exclusive beach. You've got the beach bars, you've got the bushback clubs, the gyms. It's just extraordinary. And again, a little bit of advice or encouragement to anyone who hasn't been into Zimbali, just go to one of the restaurants, take a Saturday, go spend some time there, because it's sensational. So that was a journey for 2 or 3 years that I was getting into with Zimbali, and then being an avid golfer, not a great golfer, but an avid golfer. The signature par 5 at Zimbali is, again, spectacular. It's a par 3 down the hill, looking down towards the Capitol Hotel, seeing the background. I remember being on the green and looking up to my right-hand side, and there was this little pocket of land.
Yeah.
And I knew Zimbali was completely developed, no more development opportunities. Anyway, long story short, did some homework on the site, eventually found out who owned the site. It was privately owned, a very, very cool family, the Birch family. And after 2 years of negotiation, we eventually brokered the deal on the last development site in Zimbali.
Whoa.
Again, location is just spectacular. You're right behind the capital. You're basically 200 meters from the beach. You're looking over the signature hole, and yeah, the rest is history.
That's amazing.
They say. And then, yeah, obviously, we've brought it to market. It took us a long time to get that scheme right. Zimbali is strict, rightfully so, to make sure whatever you are bringing to market is tasteful, is right up there with the whole Zimbali brand. So that took some time, but you now see it in the product, because the product is really, really cool.
What a story and what a coup to have secured that development opportunity. And Cliff, as the Union 3 man, as the co-developer of Lux Zimbali, what kind of homes and unit types does the development consist of?
Yeah, Mark, when Dev brought the site to us, there was a lot of arm wrestling as to...
Basically said, not another one, Dev. No more.
But what a great opportunity to purchase, as Dev's already said, the last official development site within Zimbali, so close to the beach. And, you know, it was a difficult time in the world. So what we actually wanted to do is actually bring a product to market within Zimbali that actually catered for quite a broad spectrum. So what has actually landed is 40 villas. We've got pretty much 3-bedroom villas throughout. We've got some garden villas looking into the forest. We've got some golf course villas which look over that signature course that, as you guys know, is now a private course. And then we've also got some smaller condos, which are for the investor market. And we've got 20 of those. It's actually sold very, very well.
Awesome.
And so we do give the buyers an opportunity to sort of upspec their purchase if they're wanting more accommodation, because there are a lot of guys that have bought for the golf course. Then they can actually put a fourth bedroom in, so we and a pool.
Sure.
So that's really the offering, and we wanted to still give affordability to the investor and to the end user.
So there's options there. There's flexibility and a compelling spread of possibilities. And for those who are in the market for a new home or an investment, who's the right kind of discerning buyer for Lux Zimbali? Or what type of lifestyle does it offer, Dev?
Mark, so we just over halfway. Of the 40 villas we do have, we've sold 22.
Sure.
So we've got 18. Again, a bit of a range from... one or two sea view options still, obviously golf course views as well, and then the garden villas. So we've still got some decent product, but in terms of our current buyers who bought the 22, quite a big contingent from Joburg.
Mm.
Guys who obviously know Belito, been coming here for years, love Zimbali, and now they've got an opportunity to buy. Again, it's location-based. So when guys see the location of the site, it's almost a...
Done deal.
Yeah, pretty much. And I think Cliff hit the nail on the head where the... quite a big debate in terms of where you take this product in terms of pricing, and I think what we've seen now around that 5 to 6 million rand is pretty much a good benchmark for your typical Joburg family who are looking for a lock up and go down here at the coast. But then on the other spectrum, we've got guys who have now downscaled from their big homes in Zimbali but still want the right address and location within the state. So we've got those sort of buyers as well. Then we've also got young families who again love the Zimbali address and what Zimbali has to offer. So it's pretty much a wide spectrum.
Some interesting spread of profiles there. And just to get a tab on where things are at, Cliff, can you give us a quick update on the development and progress on site, man?
Yeah, Mark, very exciting to have broken ground in late November last year. And the guys are going hell for leather. we pour our first concrete slab today.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So this is good timing, eh?
Very, very, very exciting. The guys have done exceptionally well. All our civils have completed. Very mindful of the environment that we're in there. So we've been protecting a lot of the trees and the wetland in front of the golf course. And, as I said, concrete goes in today. And we're looking at the first roofs coming on in the first 3 months. And if all goes well and the weather's kind, we could even see the first keys being handed over to buyers in January 2025.
Holy moly. So suddenly it's not just a sketch on paper. it's rising out of the ground. And Dev, for those listening who are listening closely now, how can people who are interested in looking at Lux Zimbali get in touch with you to book a site visit?
Mark, very, very, very simple. Google luxzimbali.co.za. You'll get a cool download page there. My details and our company details are at the bottom. We can obviously converse from there, set up site tours, which is awesome to go walk that site. So yeah, everything's online. Very easy to find us.
It couldn't be easier. You're hearing the story right here on Radio Life and Style right now, and I urge you to get in touch with Dev and the Dwell team to find out more about this seriously exciting development. Lux Zimbali, it's moving. It's not going to be available for much longer. And my special guests in the studio with me, Director of Dwell Properties, Devin DeLange, and Clifton Smithers, Director of Union 3 Projects and co-developer of Lux Zimbali. Guys, congratulations are in order. Champagne corks must be popped now. And looking forward to catching up again really soon.
Definitely.
Because we'll have to be celebrating the final unit being flogged. What do you say?
100%.
You heard it on 88 FM. Bringing you back to the music right now. Here's Dua Lipa, Training Season.